If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever done Ancestry or a 23andMe DNA test? And were the results surprising, maybe even shocking? 833-287-1037. As you know, I take great pride.
Oh, my God.
In my what are you giving me, oh, my God?
Just that when you do that, it's the way you change your voice.
I'm being sincere. Do you mind, madam?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's start over.
You know I take great pride in my Italian heritage. I know every word to the movie The Godfather and The Godfather 2, not The Stinky Godfather 3. I make some of the best Sunday gravy you ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy can actually verify that.
Uh-huh, I can.
I have not one but two homemade pasta makers in my home, in case one breaks.
Yes, gotta have a backup.
I love being Italian.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I am petrified to open the results of my Ancestry.com DNA test. My daughter got me that for Christmas. Great present, by the way, right?
Yes. Yeah, cool.
And my results are here. And I am terrified, for whatever stupid reason, that I'm going to open them up. Because I've heard stories. And I'm not going to be Italian.
Okay, John, first of all, you know who your dad is. It's not like you were adopted and told you were something that you weren't.
I don't know
who your father is.
Maybe I'll find out something weird.
Have you not heard about clown DNA or something? Come on.
Have you not heard stories of people who have these tests?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they find out that their family had a serial killer in it it's horrible
like
things.
Like, my whole life I thought I was this, and it turns out I'm Swedish.
We have a friend that lived that. We have a friend. I mean, I'm trying to get a hold of him so he can actually share the story himself. His name is Jimmy the Gap. That's what he calls himself. Jimmy the Gap. That's what he's known by. And he looked Italian, sounded Italian,
sure.
Called himself Italian.
Go ahead. If I was walking up, I'd be like, hey, Jimmy G.
Tammy, get over here. It's me, Jimmy the Gap. Come here. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hug you. I love you so much.
Yeah. That was totally Jimmy.
That's what he does. How he sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy the Gap didn't know his birth mother.
Uh-huh.
Always assumed, because of how he looked and sounded and acted, frankly,
uh-huh,
that he was Italian.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? He found his birth mother.
Uh-huh.
He's not Italian. As a matter of fact, his actual name, his real name, his birth name that she gave him before she put him up for adoption, is the furthest name from Italian you could ever imagine.
Yes.
Can you imagine thinking your whole life that you're something?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you find out you're not? No, I know my situation's different. My mom is my mom.
Yes.
I've seen the birth certificate. I've seen the pictures. You know, I've heard the stories of how big I was that I put her in health danger. I've heard the stories a billion times. So why am I so hung up on the fact I've got this message in my phone? I can open it up right now and find out, but I don't want to do it right now. I have to prepare myself.
Okay. All right. First of all, I think you're fine. I think you'll know you're Italian. You might get some surprises, though, on things that maybe your family didn't know.
I know this. I know there's Italian, I hope, and I know that there's Polish. I guarantee.
Okay.
My mom's maiden name is Zarnicki. She's Polish. But that's all I know. And I don't know, man. I'm thinking all these things now. I'm wondering, because my girlfriend's Jewish, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
and how much I just am bonding to her, to mm-hmm, her family and mm-hmm. her people, I wonder if I'm a little bit Jewish.
You might be.
I've got all these thoughts and all these concerns and all this excitement, but I need to even pace myself just to make sure that I'm ready to get the results. In fact, Tammy, I would prefer when the time is right that you read the results to me.
Okay, first of all, I'm sure you're Italian, but I get it because it's your whole identity, and so you're worried about it. I totally
get
that.
If I find out I'm Italian, I'd rather hear it from you because you'll do it in a soothing way. Okay. You'll be like, oh, honey. Oh, honey, your entire life's been a lie.
Okay, oh, it's honey. Not going to happen.
I would really like to know, if you've taken a DNA test, mm-hmm. if you found out something like, oh, my God, what?
Right, one of these Ancestry or 23andMe, you've done those tests. Was there something shocking? Was there something not surprising?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John is a little worried that when we look at the results of his Ancestry DNA test, that he's not going to have any Italian in him. So we're asking you to share some of your stories of when you took one of those DNA tests.
Kelly is in Carlsbad. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, can you talk me down or you got something cool to share?
I got something cool to share.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so my whole life, I was told I was Cherokee, okay? My grandmother Oklahoma, they lived in the Indian Territory, all the things. She even has a Cherokee name. I did the Ancestry and I was 0% Native American.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, well, you know, maybe it just went down the bloodline. There was no more left when it got to me, so I had my mom do it.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe it just, I don't know. It was too less of an amount that it didn't appear on the percentages. So I had my mom do it. 0%.
Wow.
So my whole life about you have such high cheekbones, all that was just a lie.
Who has been lied to or lying to you?
I don't know. And my grandmother had passed away by the time we did this, and she was the youngest of 11, so I don't know how much she would have known anyways.
But it's
kind of funny this day and age, but there's so much genealogy and proof that they lived in the Indian Territory, okay. But I guess that didn't necessarily mean you were Native American.
You see what I mean?
She was also one of 11 children,
yeah,
which also could mean that she has a different father.
Uh-oh.
There's something there,
that
right?
Could be. I don't know, but that, I mean, you never know, right?
And you're telling me I'm overreacting, Tammy. You're making fun of me for being anxious about this. Perfect example right now. Thank you for the validation.
Yes, you're welcome, John.
Right. That's an amazing story. That scares the crap out of me. You see?
I know. Jennifer in El Cajon, you have a DNA story?
Oh, I do.
Go ahead.
So I had taken a 23andMe, and I was told that, or I found out I had Indian in me, which I grew up believing I did. Then I took the other one, and I found out I have 0 American Indian in me.
All right, this is so bizarre, because you probably already heard, pretend you did, our caller that we just had with the same exact story.
Right.
The exact same story.
Wow.
Question for you. Was someone in your family, did they have many, many, many brothers and sisters?
No. My grandmother, she grew up believing she had Cherokee. And her maiden name was Clearwater.
Now, is your grandmother still with us? And was she able to answer the question as to why there's 0 Native American in your genealogy?
No, she's gone.
Oh. See, this is so bizarre.
Intriguing.
The same exact story. Our previous caller's grandmother had 11 brothers and sisters. So I don't know. I just was tossing it out there that there might be some similarities here.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Again,
so crazy. Thank you, Jennifer.
2 calls, 2 validations of why this is so freaking for me.
You're going to be fine. I know that you're Italian. We'll find that out this week. Okay.
What if I'm Dutch or something?
Okay.
You ever have a great pasta dinner at a Dutch house?
Okay.
That's why I care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.